Fun night out. Now, Linda from Ideal Introductions is in the house. She's here. And
Linda, you've been doing this for how many years now, Linda?
25.
Wow.
25.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Did you start when you were 4?
Yeah, exactly.
No, 21, I'm 46.
Well, wow. Okay.
Straight off the bat.
And we've just been chatting a little bit off air, and I was just about to say, oh, what's your station? Like, are you attached? Are you married? What's your situation? Because I guess, you know...
the thing is, if I don't have a solid relationship, people aren't going to listen to me. So I've been with my husband 18 years and we've been married 12.
Right. You're stuck with him purely because of the business?
Yeah. Well, I have to. I mean, really, if I leave him, I haven't got credibility. The sales figures will go down dramatically.
So miserable, but you've got to put up the front.
Absolutely. Well, he might be miserable sometimes too, but you know.
Okay. Now, all five of us... Mitchell's in the room, so there's Ash, Kip, Lutzi, Susan, Mitchell, and our respective partners, in which there are three marriages, one engagement, and a new relationship.
Yes.
You didn't know what the sexes of the we all filled out forms, so you had 10 forms and you needed to match, you know, obviously 5 up, but you didn't know the sexes, you didn't know anything like that.
I didn't have much information.
Yes, no, I get that.
So what I've done is I've purely matched on personality traits and interests. I didn't know photos, sexes, ages, visuals, anything.
Right.
Now, how important would the photos have been? Like, if you had photos of the people along with the information on their interests and all of the rest of it, because I don't think it's a bad thing to say. I certainly admit
it's part of your personality.
It is a huge part for me. For a prospective partner. I can tell within 2 seconds whether I'm physically attracted to someone or not.
Well, you see, men are different to women.
Right.
Men have to have a physical attraction to start with. It won't grow. Whereas women can actually meet someone and, you know, just think, oh, you're pretty ordinary, and actually over time become...
Thank goodness.
Yeah. and then really think that they become attractive. God bless you, women.
Wonderful people.
But they are. They're different that. So, but I think also in their 20s, people are more visual. As you get to your 30s and 40s, it's less so. So it's more about the whole package. But I think men have to have the attraction first.
Yep.
So if you're matching a man, that's foremost. Women, not so much.
Quick question without notice, just quickly, Ash, to Linda. Money. How many people have money as a major factor?
Okay. Well, it's generally women in their 40s and 50s that are divorced that actually have lots of money now that are very... Well, they have to have money from a new partner, whereas people that have earned their own money, generally it's not a big thing for them.
Okay.
Mm. Interesting.
As long as you're not on the bones of your bum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're just coming at it from the point of view of being a matchmaker, an expert matchmaker.
Yeah, I'm only going on what I see.
I know.
How many marriages have you put together?
1,108 that we know of. We had 4 in November.
Wow.
How good.
Yeah.
How many kids are out there?
You know what?
You,
I've got no idea with the kids. At least... I don't know, maybe 70 that we know of.
But kids named after you? Probably,
No, none. I can't believe that.
All right, you've got the envelopes. Let's come back with the results after these.
Ash, Kip and Lutzi.
You can head online to register, and Linda from Ideal Introductions is going to be matching everyone up on the night, so we'll have plenty of good games on Valentine's. Plus a good night just at Queen's Arms and in Sage Hotel.
Yeah, brand new hotel. Your first look at this great new hotel on James Street.
All right, let's get into it. This has been fun talking to Linda off air. And look, how long did you say you've been in business for?
25 years.
Only company still going. The only one from everyone back in the day. They all jumped on a bandwagon. Then they brought in rules and regulations. All the shonkies had to take off down south. And only Ideal Introductions has hung around.
That's it.
And that's because Linda's at the helm and she's doing a great job. Now, let's see how good of a job you've done, because she's put, out of the 10 of us, Ash, Kip, Lutzi, Mitch and Suze, and our prospective partners, who she's matched with who, without knowing sexes, without knowing pictures or any of that type of thing. I've got the first envelope here for perfect match number one. Now, do you want to announce this, Linda?
Definitely.
Okay, there's the envelope for...
Okay.
Have you got names in the envelope? Yeah, okay.
Right. Are you ready? Okay. Yeah. Are you ready? Okay,
really.
The first match is Cliff and Ash.
Wow.
Cliff and Ash.
How lovely.
I honestly did not see that one coming.
Is it a new bromance?
I like Cliff. I mean,
you're actually opposite. So
I tell you what,
but the hobbies—they both want to do long triathlons.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can see it maybe on the hobby front, but Cliff.
Clifford organised.
Train together.
Clifford organised you as well. He likes to.
I would drive Cliff mental.
Oh, you were driving mental.
And I can say that from what I know of Cliff, that Cliff.
I disagree. I think that'd be a beautiful match.
Cliff couldn't handle me.
If you were to do an Ironman triathlon, that's like a third of your life, and the other third sleeping. So you need someone you can train with.
He'd enjoy me being out the house. Maybe it would work, actually.
Do you want to know why I did it?
Yeah, go on.
Well, the thing is, relationships, sometimes they're what you need, not what you want. When you go with what you want, it doesn't work. So
I've found that.
Both outdoorsy type people who have a generalist interest in keeping fit and would have common ground for interest in lifestyle.
Yeah.
But Ash is impulsive, probably doesn't completely think things through. Cliff would then keep him grounded and pull him back into line when needed.
That's so true.
I've got to say, he's got a great body.
We'd be able to work something.
Yeah. Actually, I'm starting to warm to that.
Yeah, I'm conscious of time. We're going to run out of time.
Okay, Cliff, then we
have Sarah and Lutzi's girlfriend.
Wow. So Mitch's wife
and my girlfriend.
That is interesting.
That's interesting. Why?
Bromance?
Yes. Why? Yeah, go on.
Bromance. Right. Okay, the couple is fun, social. There would be lots of laughter and highs. Sarah is a kind soul that will really work at a relationship, but I feel long-term would get their feelings hurt when Lutzi's girlfriend continually puts herself first.
Oh, no.
So short-term, maybe 6 to 12 months fun, then there would be resentment and it would fizzle out.
I told you that wouldn't work.
Both of you get back the jaded remains in 12 months' time.
Okay. Next.
Oh, by the way, they're the two same-sex couples.
Oh, that's
right?
Them, okay.
Yeah.
We've only got one couple that actually are the real couple, right?
Okay, well, who can it be? Well, it can't be Suze, it can't be me and Joe.
Next one is Jody and Lutzi.
Wow.
This makes sense, actually. It's been on the boil. It has been simmering away on the back burner for many years.
Okay. Well, these two have quite a few differences, but together I think they would be a good match. Jody is very interested in different things like adventure, travel, and reading.
Yep.
Whereas Lutzi has more general interests, but together I think they would grow and support each other to challenge themselves. Lutzi is definitely more of a look at me, whereas Jody is a sensitive soul who would support their partner's dreams as long as they felt she felt loved and appreciated.
Yeah, and I would love and appreciate the hell out of that.
Just quickly,
Jody's standing by. Jody, in any universe.
Hey, gorgeous.
No, Jody, and be honest here.
Yeah.
Like, could you see a way that you and Lutzi could make it? Like, you know Lutzi very well.
Yep.
Like,
I love Lutzi.
There you go.
I really like Lutzi. Yeah. I think Lutzi ticks off a heap of things I wrote on Linda's sheet. You know, fun, spontaneous.
Oh, well, now he's not answering the way I thought you'd answer
at all. That's all we need to hear. Thank you.
There you go.
He's a backup plan. There you go.
Thank you, Jody.
And when,
absolute gem.
And when you say Lutzi's got very broad interests, he's got very specific interests.
He comes across that you know and what he has when he's in a relationship can be different.
Thank you, Linda. Okay. Thank you.
It's got to be Kip and Amber, doesn't it?
Yeah, Kip and Amber.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. And they both have similar interests of music and sports, as well as different interests which create diversity of things they can do together. They're both independent enough not to want to live in each other's pockets and also have separate interests.
Yeah.
Amber would actually come more into her own by hanging out with Kip, but they're both pretty comfortable with who they are, so there shouldn't be conflict in the relationship.
What about that?
Wow.
We're talking about Kip.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hang on, there's one more.
Have we got one more?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Susie and Mitch.
Oh,
yeah. I see this one, actually.
Everyone wanted Mitch, but I got him.
You got him. You go, girl. The athlete in you.
Nice.
This couple has been matched on similarities. They both seem to like fun, crazy activities. They both seem to have quite balanced personalities. This couple doesn't need to set the world on fire and would communicate and really put effort into the relationship. They are the most normal of the whole group.
Yes.
What? Imagine our kids, we'd be like across between.
Oh,
and
wow.
Well,
yes.
I mean, we're thinking about the future.
Yeah.
Well, we could really set something
up. Imagine.
I mean, talking about people driving mental, I would drive you mental, I feel, Susie.
Yeah. Wow.
I already am mental.
That's
so
amazing.
I wouldn't have picked that.
No. Nah. Oh, sorry, JD just texted me. Ash, Kip, and Rodney.